Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show, the first one for 2018. And wow, we are already, mid-January, and this is actually quite exciting and quite fortunate, and I'll tell you why that is in just a moment. Today we have Lorraine Reguli, I always get it wrong. So how are you, Lorraine, and welcome back, and people understand what I mean by that shortly.
Hi, Rick. Yeah, it's pronounced regularly. Nobody ever gets my name right. Don't worry, you're not the first. And I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I had an extended break this year, which is unlike me. So feeling refreshed, renewed, and ready to rock and roll. But for everyone who's listening, I hope that you've had a good festive season and you're kicking off 2018 with some specific things you want to achieve. Lorraine and I actually spoke and recorded a call late 2017, of which I subsequently had a complete computer meltdown and at the time didn't have a backup and we lost everything. So we're now having to, blaze.
Take two.
Yeah, blaze a new trail, as it were. But I think with that, we will get to some really good content. I know that the last time I spoke with Lorraine, there was some really, really good tips and tricks, things to think about when considering writing a book. And that's really the focus of the call today. Lorraine's a writer, she's an editor, a blogger, self-publishing aide, my personal accountability partner to get my book done, in fact. She's a consultant, she writes, and she's an editor. So Lorraine, could you just tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your background, and we'll just explore the book writing scene?
Well, I've always loved reading and writing, and when I was in university, I wrote my first book and was highly encouraged by my professor to get it published. And I just kind of put it on the back burner and didn't really bother with it. And then finally, I bought a book called The Writer's Market, mm-hmm. which lists Canadian and U.S. as well as some international publishing companies.
Yep.
And I did a little bit of research and I thought, well, geez, you know, maybe I'll do something and see if I can get this book published. But then I got sidetracked, you know, how life gets in the way of things sometimes. And so a few years passed and I bought another book. Actually, it was in 2013. That was the last copy that I bought of The Writer's Market. And in that particular book, it said that authors are now expected to help promote their own works through social media and by blogging on a website. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, what the heck is blogging? I mean, this is back in 2013. I had no idea what all of this was. So I studied some blogging tutorials. I started my own free website. A year later, I moved it to my own hosted site. And that's when I opened my business. So it's almost been 4 years now. It was February 2014 when I founded Wording Well, which is my word-based business. Mm-hmm. So I offer several different services, including, as you mentioned, writing and editing. Editing is the big one, my favorite one. And I also help other people become authors. Although on my blog provides tips to bloggers, writers, freelancers, and other entrepreneurs.
Right.
So I have my toes dipped in a lot of different areas, but they all kind of interconnect because as business owners, we have to provide content for our websites, and that includes writing and editing. Now, one thing most business owners don't do is they don't consider publishing books. And they really should, and I'll tell you why. There's a few reasons, actually. Number one is Amazon. A lot of people are on Amazon as readers, not as consumers for your business, not as, you know, people that you're going to sell to, but just as readers who like digesting stories, books, information, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a business owner and you have your website and you have your social media, that's great, but you still aren't reaching the Amazon audience. Mm. But if you publish a book that is based on something around your business, then you can put it on Amazon and tap into that market and use your book as a funnel to take those readers from Amazon and funnel them to your website, to your products, to your services, to whatever it is that you're offering.
All right.
So that's the main point. The second one is obviously to earn extra passive income. The third point is because it adds more credibility to you as an expert in your field, mm-hmm. whatever field your entrepreneurial skills happen to lie. Mm-hmm. So those are the three main points of why business owners should become authors.
Right. If I may interject, I've been looking at this for so long, and I've seen so many people's career just skyrocket when they actually ended up releasing their own works, their own book. And as someone who's working on that right now with yourself, I find having that accountability partner there is very important as well. What do you think about that type of relationship? Is that important to keep motivation?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you tell someone that you're going to do something and then you don't do it, then your word becomes garbage. I mean, I like people who are, quote unquote, a man of their word or a woman of their word, right? You know that you can rely on that person. And so having someone, whether it's, you know, a colleague, a friend, an accountability partner you found online, if you tell someone of your plans or your goals, and they, you know, you keep in contact with that person on like a weekly or even a you know, biweekly or monthly basis, you're going to have to do the work so that you can say, yes, I did this.
It's out there, isn't it?
You know, I'm accountable. I am totally doing it. And guess what? I feel so much better for doing it. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah.
Thank you for being there. Thank you for just being there, listening to me. You know, and giving me that little bit of extra motivation that I needed to complete my, you know, this current project.
It seems
so,
to
yeah,
me
it that, totally works.
It seems to me that it just seeds this subconscious voice in one's mind. In this case, I'm referring to myself, that, you know, you've got somebody else to, you know, you've committed to this. You have to follow through. Otherwise, your integrity essentially is at stake. Regardless of the amount of work that needs to be done, it can be broken down as a process. And in a minute, I'd like to talk a little bit about the process of creating a book and talk about the nuts and bolts of that. But firstly, I'd love to know a little bit more about your backstory. I know that there's quite an interesting backstory that people can find on a number of your websites, which later on I'll get you to share. Would you mind sharing your life story with us just briefly?
Okay, so I actually wrote a poem, and it's on my author website, LorraineReguli.com, called My Life's Journey. Mm-hmm. And it basically sums up all of the negative aspects of my life, the different obstacles I faced mm-hmm. and overcame, starting with being raped at the age of 14 mm-hmm. when I was a virgin. Now, that particular event kind of caused a snowball effect with a few other events because I didn't know how to cope with that trauma. It completely devastated me. It ruined my belief system. And this was way back in the 80s, where a time where people didn't really talk about things openly mm-hmm. like they do now.
Yep.
And so I actually didn't tell anybody about what happened to me for 8 years. And it was then that I got into counseling. Now, during those 8 years, I got involved with drugs, mm-hmm. Drinking, sleeping around, mm-hmm. Quitting school. I had an abortion. I became a single mom at the age of 18. I mean, like, you name it, I did it.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for me because I felt like I didn't have anybody to turn to and I didn't have anybody to talk to about what was going on with my feelings. And so, you know, I tried to numb myself. That's why I used drugs. That's why I used food. That's why I used alcohol.
Yep.
Because I tried to just bury those negative feelings because I didn't want to feel them. Instead of actually embracing those feelings, facing them, and overcoming them, which is what I learned how to do later on. So after I became a single mom, I realized that I wanted to give my son a better life. And so I went back to school. I finished my high schooling. I attended university for 5 years and got 2 degrees, a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Education. Mm-hmm. And I went on to become a high school English and math teacher. So I did that for several years. And I had to move away from my hometown in order to work as a teacher. And after 3.5 years, I decided I had had enough of the little town I was living in, and I quit my job teaching and I moved back home. I didn't return to teaching because, first of all, I needed a break when I first moved back. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I was in a really bad skidooing accident and I almost lost my leg. So I ended up on disability as a result of that. And I never did return to actual teaching of high school. Mm-hmm. But when I started my website, my blog, I started teaching other people again. And so I found my calling there because I was still able to help other people, mm-hmm. which is something I thoroughly enjoy doing. And when I first started blogging, I'm going to tell you an interesting story because I at the time had no idea about search engine optimization or any, you know, kind of technical things about ranking or anything like that.
Yep.
All I knew was to be myself and be honest. And so I wrote about my suicide attempt back when I was 15. I tried to overdose on some Tylenol 3s. And all it did was make me really sick. And so I, you know, definitely don't recommend trying to do that anytime soon.
Yeah.
But what happened was with that article that I wrote, because it was a true story and I wrote it from the heart, it ended up ranking on the first page of Google. The title of it is called, I Want to Kill Myself, What Do I Do? So not only did I tell my personal story about my attempt of suicide, but I also provided tips to other people about what to do when you're feeling that depressed and that low that there's no other solution. So I tried to give as much information as possible. And I've updated that article several times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is because it ranked so high on Google, when I checked my website stats, I noticed that I was getting like over 500 people a day reading that article. And I thought, you know, oh my God, there's that many people out there that are feeling this way.
Yeah.
I have to help these people even more. And so what I did is I wrote a book called From Nope to Hope. And I included all of the strategies and techniques that I learned through counseling and over the years in other ways to help me deal with those kinds of thoughts and to help me live a happier life. And in From Nope to Hope, there's not only all of these strategies and techniques and everything, but there's also a built-in workbook. So at the end of each chapter, I've included exercises for the reader to do so that they can fully start changing their lives, like and see some difference in their lives immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that's really helped me not just, you know, become more successful. I mean, it's a self-help book for people who just even want to get further ahead in life.
Yeah.
They don't have to be depressed to read it because, I mean, I included a lot of information in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I specifically wrote it, though, with the intent on helping those readers of my article on my website. And that's where I intended to sell that book.
Yeah.
Of course, I put it up on Amazon because, you know, I'm tapping into that market as well.
Yep.
And because there's still people who prefer to read a print book instead of an ebook, I also used CreateSpace to make it available in print. And for those of you who don't know what CreateSpace is, it's a print-on-demand company owned by Amazon who originally had an online store, but they've since closed their online store and are strictly selling their books through the Amazon websites. So whether it's Amazon.com, Amazon.uk, Amazon.in for India, for, you know, wherever Amazon is, you can get books, ebooks or print books right from Amazon now.
Okay.
But you still, if, okay, so, sorry, go on.
No, I was just, I'd love to circle back a little bit later when you've concluded just about the difference between what an ebook is as opposed to a print book. Because just let's go basement understanding level and I guess assume nothing, because I think sometimes people get a little bit confused by the two sometimes.
Right. So an ebook is basically a digital version of your book that you can read on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone, on whatever digital device or e-reader, mm-hmm. Whether it's Kobo or Kindle or whatever app you happen to have, something that can be read on a device, something that's not a printed book where you turn the physical pages.
Got it.
So anything digital,
right.
Whereas a print book, that's your actual physical copy that you can, you know, pick up and grab and flip through the pages and dog ear the pages or, you know, underline the words with a pen or, you know, in my case with my book, people could actually take a pen and start writing in them.
Mm-hmm.
Although in the digital version, I do have the one that's sold on my website only, mm-hmm. not the Amazon version. But the one that sold from my website, I specifically hired a designer to make the digital version a typable version.
Oh, wow.
So that people can actually type in, you know, whether they're on their phone or computer or whatever, they can actually type in the section where the exercises are.
I love how you're leveraging the technology there.
Yeah, well, that's the only place. See, Amazon won't let you do that because of the way that they need their files formatted. But I figured out a way how to use my website to and PayPal so that when people automatically pay for the book, mm-hmm. they are redirected to a specific link where they get the PDF version, which is just the online version,
yeah.
or the ebook version. But it's a specific place where they can go and they can actually read the book, save it to their computer, type in their, you know, in the exercise section quite easily, save that. And yeah, so it was pretty cool that I was able to hire someone to figure that out, how to do that for me.
That's great. I love books that have transitioned not only from the physical book to the ebook, but then onto Audible, which is the Amazon app that I use to listen to books. What's your take on those? Do you like, you know, I guess the Audible?
You know, I've been asked to have my book turned into an Audible book, and I'm actually currently searching for a way how to do that myself, because I would personally like to narrate my book, instead of having someone else do it.
You know the story, don't you?
Exactly. And so I don't listen to audiobooks myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who do. I have a few blind friends and actually one blind client who's an author as well as an entrepreneur. And he listens to audiobooks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very well-read man. His name's Maxwell Ivey. And he just came out with his third book, actually, just before Christmas. Yeah, and I've helped him with all three of his books. So if anyone, you know, wants to check out him, he is called The Blind Blogger. His name's Max Ivey, but his website, one of his websites is theblindblogger.net.
Yep.
And he's, you know, Max is such an inspiration. I think you've interviewed him already. Yes. I think Max has been on your podcast.
He's very switched on. Very nice bloke.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's a life coach. He's an author. He's gotten into doing media publicity for people,
mm-hmm.
hooking them up with the right people for the right podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found you, is through Max.
Yeah, it was fortuitous, let me just say.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. So, you know, for anybody who's listening, we will be providing a number of links below this main window that you're probably listening to us through now. So go ahead and we'll put some links to Max's websites as your own.
That's wonderful. Yes.
Continue Great. On with your story. I'm interested to hear more.
Okay, so now let me see where So what exactly would you like to know? Because you know some of my story. I mean, what is it that you really want me to talk about?
Well, I think really now it's more about the, I guess, the mechanics of how a book is written. Because as someone who started out in earnest, you know, I had all the best intentions in the world, I really want to give people some utility in this podcast so that they can go away and find some real value, some real application, because so many podcasts that I listen to, it's nice to listen to them and they're fantastic, but they don't actually give you, you know, some of the nuts and bolts. And if they do, some others will get you to pay for those things. Whereas I don't think that's really the way to go. I think this should be a bit of free love, if you like. What is the process behind getting going, you know, taking that first step if you've got something to say?
Okay, well, the first thing obviously is to write the book. Mm. Now, that's step one, but
that
step
seems
one
obvious,
involves
but
about 50 steps in itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's just skip over that part and we'll circle back to the writing of the book in a moment.
Okay.
But once you write the book, then you have somebody edit it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have to go through, I mean, maybe a few drafts, you know, get feedback from your friends, make sure it's perfect, things like that. And then once your book is good to go, then you create a cover for the book. And most people have to hire a designer for this part. I know I did.
I would too.
but I've worked with a couple of very talented designers. And so, I mean, I have the connections. Mm-hmm. We're good in that area if you need some help.
Yep.
So you write the book, you edit the book, you create the cover for it, you format the book for the site on which it will be sold. And I say this because every site, whether it's Amazon as an ebook,
yep,
or CreateSpace as a print book, or you know somewhere else, they have their own specific guidelines for formatting. Yep. Now I'm pretty well educated in all the formatting steps, so I can help people with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people can come to my website, wordingwell.com, get a hold of me through, you know, either email, Facebook, however they want to get a hold of me, and I can help them with that. Now, once you have all of your files, you just simply upload them to the site where you're going to sell it. You can even sell it from your own website. Mm. And I mean, I know how to go through the steps for that too. So, I mean, I could definitely walk someone through the whole process, mm-hmm, if they want to do that. But it's basically as simple as creating a PayPal button and sticking in a couple of URLs with, you know, the right information in the right spots. I mean, I'm not a technological person. Mm. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me. Trust me. I am the most non-techie person I know.
My hand is
but
in the air right now.
I know how, I know how to do this. I know how to do this stuff. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about the technology and the age that we're living in now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that anybody can become an author. Mm. Anybody. Mm. Anybody. Any person. Like your daughter, your son, your neighbor, your parents. Like if they have a desire to write a book and sell it, they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not difficult. I mean, yes, there's a few steps involved. And, you know, you have to kind of know what you're doing along the way. But fortunately, people like me exist that know all the steps. I mean, when I first started blogging, I had no idea what self-publishing was. Mm. And once I realized, oh, anybody can become an author, I thought, okay, I have to learn about how to do this. And so I put together a book of short stories that I had written, like 5 short stories, 4 fiction and 1 true story. Mm-hmm. And I packaged them up into a book, an ebook. And actually made it available as a print book because I did hire a designer to do the cover. Mm-hmm. And I went through all the steps and I got them all right. And I put it up on Amazon and CreateSpace. And boom, I knew what I was doing. So therefore, I was able to, you know, not only publish my second book, but I was able to help Max publish all 3 of his books. I was able to help a lawyer named Bob Abramson to publish his book. I was able, you know, I've been helping people, you know, throughout various steps of the way for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really exciting time and it's something I love doing. So Now, circling back to the writing of the book, that's where a lot of people get stuck because they don't know how to organize their thoughts or organize their ideas into chapters, or they don't know how to actually, you know, they have like a picture perfect idea in their head of what they want it to look like. But to get from point A to that point is really hard for them.
Yeah.
So my thing that I recommend doing is doing two things. The first is answering a question of why. Why do you want to write your book? What is it that you have to share with others that others are going to want to hear about? Once you have that why answered, the rest will flow naturally, because the actual writing of the book, all you have to do is write. Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about putting things into proper paragraphs. Just write what you want to share.
Yeah.
Editors are for the other stuff.
Right.
I mean, when Max, when he sent me his first chapter, it was one long paragraph. That's all it was. It was just words written. He's like, okay, Lorraine, I did what you said. I got it out. Here it is. Now it's up to you to, you know, organize it into proper sentences and paragraphs and everything. And I'm like, yep, no problem. Easy peasy.
Yep.
That's my talent. So once you have the book actually written, I mean, you can do your best to put it into proper sentences and paragraphs with, you know, correct punctuation and, you know, do the spell check and everything else. At that point, instead of sending it off to an editor, what you want to do is you want to get feedback from other people, because whether they're your friends, friends might be a little bit too nice. They might not give you the constructive criticism you need.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend going to a few colleagues or even a writing group, asking, you know, someone to just, you know, take a light read through your book and just give you some feedback on it. There's tons of groups on Facebook, the Google Plus communities. You can find almost anybody to read anything nowadays, you know.
Yep.
So once you have some feedback, then you can go back and you can say, okay, I need to add a little bit more information here. And you know what? I included way too much personal stuff here. So I'm going to take that part out and focus more on the business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, you know, you just kind of rewrite your second draft, or, you know, maybe your third draft by this point, whatever it happens to be.
Yep.
And then once you have things as organized as possible and as proofread as possible, then at that point you want to send it to a professional editor so that it becomes perfect.
Yeah.
Because an editor's job is to not rewrite your whole book for you. It is to take your words, your meaning, and what you want to say and convey to everyone else, and put it in such a way so that it's presented properly with proper punctuation and grammar, formatted and, you know, with the right amount of sentences in certain paragraphs, and, you know, as an overall picture broken down into the correct chapters and everything else. Now, to get to those chapters, I mean, you can start using, when you're writing your book, you can do a brainstorming session, and you can write down all the different points that you want to include. There's different tools you can use to do that. You can just, you know, pen and paper is the easiest way. You can just, you know, make notes on your computer. If you like little tools like mind maps, where, you know, one idea is connected to another and another, like you see like one big idea in the middle and then you have about 10 or 20 branches sticking out, and, you know, then those have like sub branches, and that's kind of how you would organize your chapters. Like each of those branches would be a chapter, and each of the sub branches would be what you talk about in that chapter.
Right.
So, I mean, you can just like totally branch out. So the writing of the book is not as difficult as people might think it is.
Especially with that roadmap. And if I might add, that what I've tried to do, given that I'm a heavily process-focused person, I like to see a structure. And what I started to do was to create a main folder called My Book and a number of subfolders for those mind map branches, so that it helped me put individual Word files into each of those subfolders so that I could just keep it separated instead of being one whole messy blurb for myself. And that seems to work for me.
And that works for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I recommend doing. So you're on the right track, Rick, and I commend you for knowing that automatically. Like, a lot of people don't know that. No. So it's really good that you shared that.
Yeah, look, I also think that I am my own worst enemy, because I don't necessarily think I'm a perfectionist. Others might think differently, but I often find myself questioning and double guessing myself, whereas this year the commitment I made was to be okay with the decisions I've made first time. And I think that has really already started to show itself in some of the decisions that I've made. Once I've made it, it can't be changed. Don't double guess yourself. Don't worry about digging too deep into rewriting and all of the things that you're talking about, Lorraine. So I really do appreciate you, you know, revealing some of the secrets to writing. And it is somewhat of an art.
Well, it is. I mean, if you want everything to be perfect, but you know what? There's this saying, and it's by an unknown person: done is better than perfect.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Because you know what? Once something is done, you get, number one, a sense of accomplishment that it's finished, and number two, you can hire someone else to make it perfect.
To make it perfect, yeah. So,
even if you're a perfectionist, it'll still get perfect. You know, you just need a little help getting there. That's all.
I thank you so much for coming back on the show. In fact, Lorraine, you and I have a wonderful relationship, and you know, it's only going to blossom throughout the year and the years to come. And I want to ask you to share your links with everybody who may want to reach out to you and ask you whatever they want to ask you. So where can people find you?
People can find me everywhere online. I'm literally everywhere. Email,
omnipresent.
Websites. You know what? The cool thing about me is I'm the only Lorraine Regulie in the world.
Oh, wow.
So if you Google Lorraine Regulie, then, or Wording Well, I mean, those are the two best place to find me is, you know, Wording Well, that's where you'll find a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Because I actually, on my services page, on my author assistant services page, I have all of the steps listed for writing a book.
Yeah.
You know, there's five. Decide upon your topic, write the book, edit the book, create a cover, format it.
Yeah.
And I can help you with each of these steps. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and then I've also got a bunch of information about how to get your book up on Amazon and turn your ebook into a print book. I've listed all of that stuff on my services page.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so much easier to do that rather than to actually go through, you know, the same conversation multiple times with each new client. It's like, here, you know what? Here it is.
The broken record.
This is the information. If you want to contact me for help in any of these areas, go for it.
Yeah.
But it just made, you know, the whole process a lot easier, because having information online, I mean, sometimes it's kind of scary, you know, when you want to ask somebody something, you're like, I don't know if I should ask them this. But if you have something that, you know, that they can refer to, hey, I noticed on your author assistant page that you said this. Well, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
So can you help me out? And it serves as an icebreaker too. So, I mean, a lot of people get a hold of me through Facebook.
Okay.
Simply because I'm very, very active on Facebook.
What are the I know that there was Wording Well. Is that wordingwell.com?
Yes, wordingwell.com is my one website, my business site, and then my author site is lorraineregulie.com.
Right. Okay.
And I have a lot of information, kind of, you know, on both sites, interlinked and everything else. So, I mean, all you have to really do is search Lorraine Regulie or Wording Well, and you will find me.
Okay, so that's L-O.
Or click on one of the links below the podcast.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's even easier.
It's going to make a lot easier for everyone.
Super easy.
So, Lorraine, very excited to have you as my first guest on the My Future Business show for 2018. And I look forward to working with you throughout the year.
And I'm very grateful for you having me on here yet again. Too bad our first one didn't turn out. But you know what? I think the second podcast was even better than the first.
Better.
So You know what? Hey, everything happens for a reason, and so grateful that you are already on your way to, you know, making that commitment to get your book out there, because I know you've been thinking about this for quite some time now.
For a long time, for a lot of different reasons.
I'm really happy that you're starting to take some steps, and I'm honored that you want to work with me and have me help you get that book of yours out there. So that's wonderful. Thank you again.
Not a worry at all. And then after talking with Maxwell, it was a no-brainer for me. So everybody, make sure that you reach out to Lorraine, and we will speak with you again soon.